This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. And those are the church bells at Cathedral Basilica in Denver. They're celebrating the announcement of the new pope. The church is holding a special mass for Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago today. He will lead the Catholic Church as Pope Leo XIV. That mass is set to start at 12:10. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis says he hopes the new pope, quote, follows the path of the late Pope Francis of love and kindness for all who walk the earth. The first American to lead the church is aligned with Pope Francis on issues of immigration and has specifically shown support for Venezuelans. Colorado's legislature has officially wrapped up its four-month session. This was a year with a lot of new faces. Nearly a third of lawmakers came into the session new to their jobs. Democratic Representative Yara Zoki was one of them. She's already looking forward to the next session.
It was very intimidating of even learning the right parliamentary procedure of how to say things and how to address people. And I don't have any anxiety about that anymore. So it'll be great to be able to jump in knowing how this job works, surrounded by people who've also been doing this already at least a year.
She might get the chance sooner than normal. Lawmakers are already anticipating that if the federal government cuts funding to states, they may have to come back for a special session to rebalance the budget. A potential for some scattered showers tomorrow across the Front Range, but Mother's Day weekend looks to be sunny and warm. Metro Denver set to have a high in the 80s on Sunday. There's a Rockies game that day with special deals available for moms. In other sports news, the Nuggets did lose last night against the Thunder in Oklahoma City, but they will be back at Ball Arena tomorrow, tip-offs at 8 o'clock for Game 3 of the NBA playoffs. This is CPR News and KRCC.